Hi, I'm Christopher and I'm with Kate and we're from the youth media team and we're here interviewing Maureen Gaffney. And why are you here today?
Why am I here?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose because I was asked. But I also think that so much that is really vitally important in life happens in schools. I think when kids are in school, you know, particularly in the teenage years when they're changing so rapidly, I think the kind of interactions they have with everybody in their lives, really, particularly people who have influence, like parents and teachers, can have really a very profound effect on their lives afterwards. And very often when I ask adults, you know, people say in their 40s, to tell me about times in their lives, episodes in their lives that had a huge impact on them. They very often will pick out incidents that happened when they really were becoming their own people, you know, so at age 15, 16. You know, when you're kind of emerging as a person, they will pick out interactions with people who sort of inspired them. And teachers very often come up as the people that inspire them. So that's I think teaching in schools really, and all of the communities that go into a school. You know, the parents, all the staff. You know, and the kids who go there are probably where some of the most important things are happening.
VLT is a festival of learning. What is the most important thing you've learned so far in your career?
That's a hard question.
I think the most important thing I've learned in my life, really, is that life is full of opportunity. You know, and I think it's a very important thing to remember, you know, when you go through hard times or you have a setback or things don't go your way, is that even though the world may look very dark and you think you know now what's going to happen, you never actually know. There's always a new opportunity. There's always a way to transform things. There's always a way to make things better. And I think it's a very good philosophy of life, is to have the purpose that in every important situation you're in every important interaction you have with people, that you always try to leave it better than you found it. I think it kind of carry that philosophy with you. I think you're much less susceptible then to, you know, feeling that life is going against you, and you're much more feeling that you make things happen as much as things happen to you.
One of the themes for Phaedra is connecting. How important do you think it is for teachers to connect with their students?
Oh, I think it's the absolutely central thing. I think everything either happens or doesn't happen in that space where we communicate with each other. I think the people who really inspire us, who make a huge difference to our lives, are people who touch us, you know, in that emotional sense, you know, that somebody who just understands you, or you feel they got you. You know, then I think that's the really important thing, that they understand you in a feeling way. You know, they kind of get what's unique about you. I think then you're really open to influence, and you listen very carefully to what someone has to say. If you feel someone doesn't get you, then I think you discount an awful lot of what they're saying to you, because you're mentally filtering it and thinking, they don't know where I am on all this, like, so, you know, that's not relevant to me. So I think it really is important to take time, even when you're rushed, to try and sort of connect with someone, you know, even if it only takes 5-10 seconds, rather than rush in to a response.
There is a massive stigma associated with mental well-being. Do you think the education system is doing enough for teachers and students?
No, I don't think we're doing enough for people who go through big crises in their lives. And I think we most particularly fail young people, because very often, you know, issues that people have in their lives, and everybody has issues, you know, but some people have had a very hard time, and often it's not clear when they're little kids, you know, because I suppose you live in a fairly protected environment, you know. But as you become a teenager, you're more out in the world, and I think a lot of these issues can emerge then. And I think it's absolutely critical that there's interventions that can help people when they're feeling like that. Because you're kind of on a knife edge, you know, with the right sort of support, with someone who can sort of give you some perspective on what's happening to you, who can kind of link up why you're feeling the way you do with maybe certain things that you hadn't connected that feeling with, you know, certain things that might have happened in your family or with friends or the way you're thinking about something. I think that can make the absolute critical difference between something which is a temporary crisis, kind of part of growing up, and something that can actually turn into, you know, something that's really going to hold you back in life and cause a tremendous amount of distress and suffering. And I think young people are very ill-served, really. You know, we don't have the help in the places that is needed, you know, particularly in schools, I think, you know.
You said in your keynote that Ireland is a feminine of inspiration. What can we do to change this?
I think you just have to keep plugging away, you know, because I know certainly during the last 8 years when, you know, there was the huge economic crisis, you know, you couldn't turn on the radio or TV without hearing more bad news. And I think while people needed to know, you know, what was happening and, you know, the challenges that had to be met, I don't think we need to know it every minute of every hour of every day, 7 days a week. And I think people felt quite oppressed by it, and it was difficult, I think, during the really bad times, it was very difficult to sound a positive note, you know, without, as it were, risking someone saying, oh, you're completely out of touch. What I found from talking to many, many, many thousands of people from different areas of Irish life is that it was the very people who were going through the worst times who were most in need of inspiration, most in need of thinking and knowing that there is, and being assured that there always is a light at the end of the tunnel, you know. I think they're the people who were most ill-served, if you like, by being afraid to inspire, being afraid to say what's right about the world, because there's always something right about the world, even when everything is going wrong.
Do you think field channels, teaching conferences, are important for the teachers?
Oh, I do, yeah. There was a tremendous atmosphere here today, and I think all of us need more appreciation in our lives, you know. There's a famine of appreciation too. It's great to go and tell people about the work you're doing, particularly if it's something you've, you know, taken on yourself, and to be affirmed for it, you know, and people think it's interesting. And I think we're all of us looking for good ideas all the time. None of us has the solution ourselves. So that's great.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Thanks very much.
Very good.